So we're in the series Romans 12 about being transformed. And you see that butterfly, a lot of us think like, man, I want to be able to do things I couldn't do before. I want to be able to fly over all these problems or troubles, right? We don't necessarily know how to go from this like worm thing to the butterfly though, right? We're just stuck where we're at, right? And last week we jumped into Romans 12. I appreciate Donnie's help on that. We were talking a lot about renewing your mind. Today we're going to slow it down and actually get back into that verse 1. Because I don't want us to move too quick, right? We're going to spend a lot of time on these first couple verses. And then over the series we'll go into the rest of Romans 12. But I think we get to spots. Every single one of us in this room have been at a spot where we're like, I need to be different. Not just a little better, like I need to be totally different. But getting there is a different story, right? And today, like it works if you work it, right? We're going to come to the scripture with this idea of like, Jesus, we want to do it your way. Like our way didn't work, we want to do it your way. Because if you're in that spot, I think we're ready for this verse, right? So we're going to be in Romans chapter 12, just verse 1, which I know like, man, we're going to preach a whole sermon on one verse. Well, over the series, we're going to get to some more stuff, but today, we're going to just read this verse and then talk a little bit more about the beginning of Romans. So if you got a Bible, the table of contents is right there at the beginning of your Bible. There's Bibles right in front of you as well. Find Romans. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, right? If you still can't get there, it's okay to buddy up with the person next to you, right? Elbow them and have them lean over to you, right? Yeah, it's better to do it together, right? So Romans 12, verse 1, and it's going to be up here on the screen, but I like it to be in front of you so you can read some of the context there. But what's that very first word? Anybody got it? Therefore. Okay, when you see that word, therefore, I mean, it's always good to read the context of the Bible. That's one of the advantages of having it in front of you instead of just on the screen. But when you see the word therefore or for in a verse, it's very much like a flashing light of like pay attention to what came in front of this, right? Specifically referencing like don't just take this verse out of context, pay attention to what came before. I was super excited for Josh. I put him on the spot. He had to go up to get ready for baptism. I put him on the spot, which is pretty intense when you haven't been coming to Mayo for very long, to be like explain 11 chapters of the Bible to us, you know, like off the cusp. But that therefore, you know, if you look back, if you got it in front of you in the Bible, you look back, there's actually like a little hymn or a little like poetry almost about God's mercy that's right before this. But as I was reading a commentary about Romans and about this verse, you know, therefore, it's really, chapter 12 is building off of everything that's come in Romans before this. Like, it's all feeding into this moment where then, like, chapter 12 is going to tell us how to have a new life with Jesus. And so I actually really appreciated what Josh did for us of, like, quickly break it down. So in case you didn't go the extra mile and, like, read Romans for yourself this week, he spelled it out pretty well for us. Like the first four chapters talk about, it's kind of a rough read because it's like a lot of people chose not to believe in God. And then they lived a lifestyle that hurt them and hurt other people. I mean, this is Jake's version. You can read it for yourself. It's a little longer than that. But that's how I would summarize it, is people chose to say like, nah, God, I'll do it on my own. And then it didn't work out well. Okay? But when you read that, sometimes it can get offensive because it's, in vague terms, it didn't work out well. It doesn't offend us too much. But when you read it, you're like, oh, like God has an issue with this or that. Like that's getting kind of personal, right? Like God created everything. There's nothing outside of his realm. Like he has commands about our whole life, right? He has ideas about how things should be. All that, like, man, without God, we're a mess. I think a lot of us have lived it. We don't even just have to read it. We've lived, like, when I do it my way, trusting myself, it's a bunch of pollution for me and other people. It's a bunch of sickness and hurt, not just for me, but even the people I love, I can't help but hurt. You know, like, it's a messed up thing, right? But it turns in chapter 5. There's all this hope in chapter 5 that even when we go through hard things, if we're going through hard things with hope in Jesus, it's a totally different deal than going through something hard without hope. Go through something hard without hope, I mean, it can get really dark. But even if you're going through something terrible, but you got hope, it's a totally different deal. And that's what chapter 5 is about, is all this goodness can come on the inside, no matter what's happening on the outside, if you're holding on to Jesus. And then he goes on to talk to us about, like, Paul's not perfect. Paul, who's writing this book, who's like a superstar within Christianity, he's still struggling to do the right next thing. If you feel like, man, it's easy for me to do the next right thing. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that you're that much further than Paul. Like, maybe you're just kind of blind. Because I know for me anyways, like, this week even, right, I was praying to God about, like, why are these people acting like this? It's hurting me. And I don't know if you've ever had this sort of conversation, but Jesus is like, well, like, did you realize, like, you hurt other people in that same way? It's like, oh, you're like, I wanted you to fix them, not talk about me, you know, like, it's like, oh, like, yeah, I could get better. Like, okay, we can talk about that. Paul talks us through that. He describes it as life in the flesh or life in the spirit. But what he's getting at there is, like, Jesus wants a whole new life for us where there's a real relationship between us and God. And where we're doing things not motivated off of this person hurt my pride or I'm hungry or whatever else motivates people that don't believe in Jesus. Where our energy is coming from a whole different source. And so our circumstances don't determine whether we got a smile on our face. Our circumstances don't determine whether we're kind to our spouse. Our circumstances don't determine whether we're a good parent that afternoon or not, right? Because we got the inside is setting the tone, right? Like, that's life by the Spirit, right? It's not up and down and all over, right? But Paul says, like, I got struggles with that, right? Paul comes from a Jewish background. He loves the Jewish people. And there's some chapters in there with his wrestle about, like, people need to actually accept Jesus. They're like, without Jesus, we don't have hope in this life or for eternity. And there's some wrestle over that. When you care about people and hell's real and it's a wrestle, right? So, like, Paul's wrestling with that sort of stuff right there in Romans, right? Like, we don't have to ignore it. We wrestle through stuff with God, right? Like, wrestling with God is part of having that relationship, right? Like, things are a struggle. We care about people and we don't understand everything and it's a struggle to figure it out. So that's there, right? The Bible doesn't hide that stuff. It's there. But all that summary stuff, what are we starting to get at? When you wrestle things out with God, you might start at a spot of, like, why, God, are you doing this? A lot of times, if you'll stick with God and do it his way, you'll get where Paul gets. At the end of 11, he's like, God, you're so merciful. And mercy is about somebody doesn't deserve something because they did something wrong. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to give you something good, even